Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, and the title of the preaching is Letting Go and Finding Freedom.
This reading is from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities. All things are vanity. What profit has man from all the labor which he toils at under the sun? One generation passes and another comes, but the world forever stays. The sun rises and the sun goes down. Then it presses on to the place where it rises. Blowing now toward the south, then toward the north, the wind turns again and again, resuming its rounds. All rivers go to the sea, yet never does the sea become full. To the place where they go, the rivers keep on going. All speech is labored. There is nothing one can say. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear satisfied with hearing. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, see, this is new, has already existed in the ages that preceded us. There is no remembrance of the men of old, nor of those to come, will there be any remembrance among those who come after them. The Word of the Lord. What a reading we get to wrestle with today, huh? It's pretty challenging, and it's good for us to spend some time with it. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanities. Patricia Livingston, one of the commentators for the Canadian Missal, says the book of Ecclesiastes has been called the most skeptical book of the Bible. Life is monotonous. Everything is transitory. All our efforts only end in death. We cannot comprehend the point of it all. And that's what it sounds like. We listen to this reading from Ecclesiastes, and it is intended to be challenging. I appreciate the strength of its punch because it really makes me listen up and pay attention. But I have to admit that I've often misinterpreted this passage, especially the opening, Vanity of Vanities. All things are vanity, says Koheleth. I've often thought of that as like being vain. I've thought of it as conceited self-indulgence. I thought of it as, that phrase indicates, the sun doesn't rise and set on us. That people who think the world revolves around them, that's what this is about. Because that's how we understand vanity, the use of that word. But as I've studied it a little further, I've seen it means something deeper than that. It means more of an emptiness. It means futileness and how things are so short-lived. It indicates a pointlessness and actually indicates no matter what, we end up dying. It's not about being vain or being proud or being self-indulgent and conceited. It's more about realizing how I try to cling to things, and how I tried to make things last forever, in a way controlling them. This reading today made me remember the time when my own father died, and someone gave me the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying by Sogyal Rinpoche. And he sounds very much like Ecclesiastes. He says in this one section, whenever we lose our perspective or fall prey to laziness, reflecting on death and impermanence shakes us back into the truth. What is born will die. What has been gathered will be dispersed. What has been accumulated will be exhausted. What has been built up will collapse. And what has been high will be brought low. That sounds very much like Ecclesiastes, doesn't it? And when we read it, just like when we read Ecclesiastes, it can have a negative connotation. It can sound like such a downer. But yet, if we think about it, it really can be uplifting if we understand it. That since things do die, and we all know that, isn't it important for us to start to let go now and throughout our entire lives to not focus so much on clinging to those things that will never endure forever? It reminds me of the Buddhist teaching of the impermanence of all things. Rinpoche, in his book, The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying, quotes Blake in this little verse, he who binds himself, or he who binds to himself a joy, does the winged life destroy. He who kisses the joy as it flies, lives in eternity's sunrise. A beautiful, beautiful little verse about letting go and finding freedom. Letting go and finding freedom. I wonder how I can make that teaching practical in my life today. I wonder how I can use Ecclesiastes not as something frightening, fearful, depressing, or sad, but as something that encourages me to be very creative in letting go so that I can find my truest freedom.